Neither son in today's gospel realized what they had. You know, they were blessed to have a father that loved them dearly and who delighted in them, and they had the privilege of sonship in their father's house. And yet the younger son rejects all of that. He takes his inheritance and he leaves his father's house because he prefers a life with prostitutes to the relationship with his father. And the older son views himself as a slave. You know, he's always doing what the father asks. He says, I always obey what you've told me to do. But he's never able to enjoy himself and never have a good time with his friends. You know, he sees himself as a servant or as a slave, but he ends up so angry that he refuses to enter into his father's house. And so neither son in the parable is able to appreciate the gift that they're given and to be able to delight in what they have in their father's house. Now, we don't know how this parable ends. We know that the prodigal son repents and goes back, and he's willing to be a servant in his father's house because he sees that they have more food than he had. But we don't know if he's able to recognize and embrace his relationship as a son of the father. And the older son, we don't know if he lets go of his anger and is willing to go back into his father's house or not, and whether he's able to recognize the relationship that his father wants with the sons. Now, the reason we don't know the resolution to this parable is because this parable is actually about us. And we are the sons and daughters in this parable, and the end of this parable is going to be written by us. You know, our Heavenly Father brought us into existence in an act of unselfish love. You know, he knew us from all eternity, and he formed us in the womb. Every detail about us, every quirk in our personality, you know, everything about us, he knew from eternity. And he brought us into existence. And he created us to know him and to love him and to be in a relationship with him forever. You know, a covenant establishes a family relationship. He desires us to be his children in his house for all eternity. And he has bestowed upon us every spiritual blessing in the heavens, in Jesus Christ. He has given us every possible grace and advantage that we need in order to enter into eternal life. And he has given us the ability to be with him and to enjoy his presence forever. He has created each one of us with an immortal soul. And so the question is, do we recognize that? Do we believe it? And do we appreciate it? The reality is, if we truly believed that, it would be so transformative that we would never commit a sin. You know, if someone were to slight us or insult us in some way, it wouldn't matter. We wouldn't take it personally, because if we recognize the Father's love for us, that wouldn't hurt us. You know, we would just have compassion on the person who was insulting us. You know, like, you know, being sorry that they're in that condition. But it wouldn't affect us at all, because we'd be so strengthened and healed by the Father's love that it wouldn't get under our skin. You know, for people who experience abandonment or feel unloved by their parents, you know, that can leave wounds. You know, or people who have broken marriages. But if they recognize the Father's love, they would find healing for the brokenness that they experience. You know, people would never be greedy with a disordered desire for material wealth, you know, beyond what they need to do God's will and to fulfill their vocation, because our riches would be found elsewhere. You know, people wouldn't seek love in immoral relationships outside of marriage, because they would be so fulfilled by the love from their Heavenly Father that they wouldn't need that or seek it. And so if we truly believed and recognized the relationship that the Father desires to have for us, it would heal us from every sin. But yet think of how many people will not even come to church. They won't even enter their Father's house on the Lord's Day. And why? Well, maybe they think they have more important things to do, or they have other priorities, so they don't come here. Or maybe they see the church as something that's oppressive and a bunch of rules that just want to rule their life, and they don't want to be bothered with that. Or for whatever reason, so many people refuse to even come to their Father's house. And of the people that are here, you know, how many people come here but don't want to be here? They come here because they're forced to be here by a family member or by someone else, but they don't personally know their true Father. You know, sometimes people ask why Jesus underwent such a brutal execution. You know, why did he suffer so much on the cross with the scourging and being nailed to the cross? But he tells us in John chapter 14, verse 31, you know, Jesus said, you know, I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. One of the reasons why he underwent such a terrible execution was he wanted to reveal to the world the love that he has for the Father and the extent to which he would trust and be willing to suffer for our Heavenly Father. And he wanted to reveal that relationship so that we could then experience it ourselves. You know, think of the last words of Jesus on the cross. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. That relationship between Jesus Christ and his Heavenly Father is what he wants to draw us into. And the gospel says that the prodigal son came to his senses. And that's kind of a loose translation. A more literal translation would be he came to himself. He realized who he truly was and where his true dignity is found. And so the question is, have we come to ourselves? Have we recognized in the relationship we have with our Heavenly Father our true dignity as sons and daughters of God? And so as we continue with this Mass and we reflect upon today's gospel, we pray that by the grace of God, each of us may come to truly experience and recognize the supreme value of the Father's love for us, and that will be our greatest treasure as we recognize the source of our true dignity. We pray that we might come to ourselves and be transformed in this truth that Jesus Christ went all the way to the cross to reveal to us.